Welcome to the show, Francis Rossi. How are you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well. I've been sat in a chair since 10 o'clock and I won't be here till 4 o'clock, which is obviously very good news from my point of view.
Well, there you go. But then, you know, you've got your 33rd studio album for Status Quo has just come out. It's great news for fans of Status Quo.
It is. Well, I don't know if it's great for all the fans because some were sort of naysayers. But, yeah, it's good for us and we're very up on it. And even though I could take the view that things don't happen like they used to in the 70s, you're still prepared to take part in whatever the accolades are these days. So that's that ego going on. And the band are very very team-like at the moment. It galvanised the fact that naysayers said we shouldn't go on. So, yeah, it's very good.
How difficult was it doing this album without Rick?
Very easy. I don't mean to sound as flippant as that, but I'm used to recording. The band are used to recording. Rick had got into a situation in the last few years that he'd missed the acoustic ones and just put him on at the end. And I think it was Heavy Traffic, possibly some are under the influence and various albums, and Quid Pro Quo, I think. He'd gotten into loving being in the room, and you know, I presented him with the room, and he'd stand in the middle of the desk there, his guitar would be as loud as he'd like it, and he'd just play the track, and he didn't necessarily have to learn it. And it sounded negative, but it isn't. It's the way he, in the end, got, well, this is the great way to do it, and he loved to do it that way. So for us to make the album without him wasn't difficult at all in that respect. And for anybody, I mean, I suppose the PR line would be, oh, God, yeah, it was extremely difficult. But I'm very much into not doing that sort of stuff these days. So of course the band got into it. We got to do it. We've been with Richie for some time. Richie's in that place now. And that's where the naysayers get really upset, but they got really upset when Rick and I split from John and Alan and said we couldn't do it and shouldn't do it, and that just made Rick and I dig our heels in and try and prove that we could. Whether we did ultimately prove it to them, I doubt it, and whether we do ultimately prove it to the naysayers at the moment, I doubt it, but something is happening. That's a long answer to a short question, and I bet you didn't expect that.
There you go. And the album's called Backbone. Is there a particular reason?
Yeah. No, I think it sounded good more than anything. And John and I wrote the track, and John came up, I think, with the word backbone, and probably from sitting there strumming as we do, and you start going, and he must have heard that, oh, and then the idea that life needs backbone, and the band perhaps needs backbone at present. And it sounded good. And then the manager said to me, a great title for the album. So, I said, well, yeah, it was So Would Backing Off Be. So would, there's a few titles on there that might have worked. But then they went to work straight away. Jackie Campbell, who works on that, these various people that work with us. And the whole title and thing was ready before the album was even going to be an album. We thought, this is what it will be if it goes. So, yeah, it's one of those, I hate that expression about organic, but it, because you can't be organic, can it, if it's strictly pedantic. But it's organically worked really well. Things fell into place. And that adds to that creative buzz that you get, if you can use grammatically be correct and use creative when talking about Status Quo. Boom.
I've seen a couple of TV shots of the new Quo, and you really look like you're really enjoying it. It looks really...
We are, immensely so. Whether, as I said, it's the naysayers that made, you know, if we get a whole bunch of people come at you with a negative thing, you either cower away or you get this new, I'll show you then routine. And the fact that Richie's been in there now nearly 3 years... And he really has settled into it. It was something Rick and I, we knew he was going to be the guy because we saw him when he was 12 or 13, mm-hmm. which again is part of that, I said, the organic way it fell together. And there's something he brought, him and Leon Cave. Leon Cave joined about 6 or 7 years ago. And Leon Cave's playing is very up and bouncy and it just sounds vibey. Those two get on very well together. Richie played the things very similar to the original records. So when we were all rehearsing together in Belgium, as much as I was initially reluctant because it wasn't Rick, but it was kind of, hang on a sec. So as I said, the band feels very team-like at the moment. It's galvanized and us against the world. So that's how it was when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, and so on.
And you probably...
So that is the vibe. Probably, it's a vibe, you know.
Yeah, you're probably appealing to a new audience as well now. That's the other thing.
I don't know. Perhaps people of my age should be saying that, and I'm not really sure. I don't know why it validates a band. Oh, yes, young people like you too, as though...
I don't mean that young people like
you. No, I know. I'm doing the angle, you know, that you think, well, yeah, I appreciate that. We did Sky News yesterday morning, and there was a politician on before us. And the presenter with us just thought, she'd say, well, I don't know if you're a Status Quo fan. This woman went, no, not really. She had a bit passe for me. And I thought, no, she's trying to appeal to the younger generation. She's easily 65, I think, from the look of her. Whoops. And I thought, that's where we play. Oh, it means I'm okay if we've got younger people. Well, what's the matter with the older people? They were younger people once. Yeah. Our world is funny like that, do you not think?
Oh, I totally agree. I'm quite involved in country music, and that's a whole new ball game, you know.
No, I love that. I still can't understand why that really doesn't go here. That, you know, some of the true greats from there still. I saw an ad in the Heavy Metal magazine the other day for Brad Paisley. I'm thinking, what? So he's out there really struggling in this country to try and do it, and I don't know what it is. And the whole of Europe has this sort of block. Can't go there. And yet they'll take heavy metal, thrash metal, or whatever they'll take, but, oh, not the country. And yet so many pop songs, blues songs, rock songs, the same sequences, same topic. However,
because you went to Nashville and did a few country things, didn't you, with a girl? I can't think of her name at the moment.
No, I did all that here. The idea was they were taking it to Nashville to try and make it work. But to be really honest, it's like taking Colts to Newcastle. You really want to compete with those guys? I don't. They're so far superior, particularly in that genre of music, to us. And I said to Hannah when we were doing it, if we try to Americanize it too much, we really will alienate Europe. Which is why perhaps the Americans don't do it work so well here. And in America, we would just sound like pretenders. So we'd shoot ourselves in both feet. So as much as we want to be country-ish, if you try being too much country, I mean, Ward Thomas, Shires, and all those really great stuff, but then suddenly there's a point where it begins to struggle. And like you, I love country, so I can't quite understand. They even took... what was the MTV country thing they had on for a few years?
CMT.
I'd get locked watching that in the afternoon thinking I mustn't sit here, because I would sit for hours just listening to that stuff, and it obviously didn't do that well. It got taken off.
Well, there's a new one come back now, which is Country Music Hits or something. It's on Sky. It's in the
background. Is it? Oh, well, don't tell me.
Yeah.
I will really genuinely get addicted. I can look at blues music, my pop rock, yeah. But those people, that track, what was it, years ago, did me and still does, Heads Carolina, Tails California.
Oh, yeah.
How they come up with such brilliant lyrics. I don't know how they... It's frustrating the hell out of me, believe me. So I want to be there, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Well, are you embarking on a major tour for next year?
Yes. We everyone's kind of weird. That's why they thought I was doing the jungle job, because we're not touring this autumn. And to me, I wanted to try and break the regular format of band puts album out, tours it, so no, I don't want to do anything till next autumn. Well, should we do some in the summer? No. It's what will be expected. It will also give the album time to see if it's going to do as well as everyone thinks it's going to do. And all that it becomes part of what we do. So we will tour it next year from... we start at the moment about October 7 and finish on the December 15. Whether we start in England or not, or we do some England, go about... blah, blah, blah. But I'm already looking forward to that, which is kind of strange, huh?
Yeah.
I got to live that long first, you know. It's a reality, is it not?
Certainly. Are all the tracks written by yourselves?
Yes, there's one track by a friend of ours, John David, who used to be with Love Sculpture, believe it. Remember Love Sculpture?
Yeah, I do.
And he's written stuff for us over the years, and there's Better Take Care of Me, it's called. The rest is three from Andrew Brown and myself, three from Bob Young and myself, and three from... John Edwards and myself, one from Leon Clave, the drummist, and two from the Little Irish fella. Mm. And one of them in particular, Get Out of My Head, I think, when we said you should do something, whether Andrew or John or I should go and help him. And now, looking at it, it's a good job we didn't, because we'd have brought age to it. There's definitely something about his songs which are a younger person. Mm. After me saying to you it's not important, there's just something about the way he's written, the way the lyric he's used. We would never have called it Get Out of My Head. That's such an early 70s expression, the whole. But he's done something which is, wow, we couldn't have done that because we're too old.
Never. Anyway, I mean, you'll keep going forever, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I mean, have you changed your style at all with any of the songs, or are they similar? Because I heard Backbone.
It's similar. It's going to be, isn't it? Because the people that made all the other records are on there. But the recording technique was different, so it breathes a lot more. There's less harmonic distortion on guitars, i.e. what people call as fuzz. There isn't this parameter that it has to be equal my guitar and Rick's guitar, because it's not there any longer. But again, I think one of the things over the years that's been part of the format is that someone was ever going to make a choir album. So therefore, where it was mastered, they say, this is what you do with a choir album. Roll the bottom end out, push it 3.4, standard marginals, and everything. And all this formatting, I think, went on long before the songs were even written. So that was taken out this time. And as I said, the fact that we feel that we're fighting against something, I think has made the writing seems to have improved. Some people in reviews have said, oh, there they are, great again. And then other people have said, oh, fresh sound. So it's very much in the ears of the beholder, as opposed to the eyes of the beholden. Yeah. But it is, if someone says, I think it's a load of rubbish, then it's a load of rubbish. But if this guy over here says it's the best thing I've ever heard, then it's the best thing he's ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm afraid we're very much that way these days. As much as I'd love millions and millions and millions of people, I really would love people to like it. My ego would love that. The reality is, if we achieve whatever the accolades are today, let's get that far.
Well, keep rocking, keep smiling, and you'll go along. You'll keep going.
Well, I hope so, sir.
Francis, thank you so much for talking to us. And
thank you, and thank you for letting me waffle on.
Good luck with the album, and announce the single. Go on.
Yeah, this is Stateless Crow with their new single, Backbone. He's good, isn't he?
Thank you.
Hi, this is Francis Rushy from Stateless Crow, and you're listening to Lee Williams.